Hi, welcome to Vision Destiny 2021. We're in the middle of 2020, and I'm sharing some of the journals that I've written up to this point and some of the things God said so far in 2020, some of the things that God's done and what we've done, and particularly, what does that mean for 2021? I am going to focus today in really looking at the shift preparation that began for me in 2017. Some of the things that God said to me then in preparation for today, for this time we're in, during this time in my journals was really when the whole COVID situation began, lockdown began. I'd come back from the US having done three or four places in the US and a Restoration of All Things conference in Colorado Springs. And I began to look at what is going on and how do we put that into perspective of what God's part is in all this? What's he doing? How is all this out working? You know, one of the things that always happens when you see some sort of global situation happening is doom and gloom merchants come out with, you know, God is judging the earth because of everything. Now, I don't believe that, but I do believe perhaps we're reaping some of what we've sowed, but God is bringing good out of this. And here's an opportunity to take a look at why and what this shift is all about, what is going on globally. There's a personal focus for me in preparation for a global mandate. That's part of what God started to do in 2017. That took my focus onto the restoration of all things. But I now see there's a global shift to change the spiritual landscape that's going on and to shift, to shake the global do-it-yourself man-made systems that will fail. They will eventually fade away, so that the kingdom of God can be established. But we're in this transition. There's an economic transition. There's a spiritual transition. There's so much we're going into, the age of Aquarius coming. You know, all of these type of things are all part of a view of how. And I want to share some of the things God said to me during this time and what led up to it for me in 2017 and beyond. So in May 18, 2017, God said this: Son, you are an ambassador for the Joshua generation. It's time to make representation for mercy and grace, as the time and season is about to shift focus for the forerunners. So, you know, I didn't understand what that meant, but God started to speak to me a lot about shifts and getting ready. Justice according to the judgment of the 70 will continue, but grace must begin to be called forth. So there are seasons and cycles within the realms of heaven that function on judgment, justice, grace, and mercy, and rest. And those cycles are a yearly cycle, but sometimes those cycles go beyond the year. So there's a wheel within a wheel within a wheel. So I believe that we were in a cycle of judgment from 2012. That shifted into justice in 2015. And I believe we're on the verge of shifting into grace. But in 2017, God really started to focus me on grace and calling it into being. Now, I didn't know what grace really meant. I understand it being the divine enabling power of God, but the whole thing of the nature and character of God and the depth of his amazing unconditional love began in those 3 years to really, in my own life, begin to be manifested, and therefore my approach to the restoration of all things and how loving God is towards creation began to change. Grace, manifold grace, and grace upon grace are the seasons to come forth beyond the capacity of your present experience to explain or understand. Now, he was preparing me to say, you're going to go into some things that are beyond right now. Therefore, I'm not going to tell you what they are, but I'm going to prepare you for them. That, I think, was what was going on. Beyond normalcy will stretch your imagination, so you must start to engage beyond, not just in the reality of your mind's consciousness and in the non-linearity of your present, but in your physical non-linear experience. So a lot of that was to do with being set free, deconstructed in my mind, to be able to think and see beyond the linear, normal, physical world, to engage dimensions and dimensional beings beyond. That was what the beyond was about, engaging dimensions and dimensional beings, and engaging the fire of God's presence and all of those things. Son, get ready and be prepared for the suddenlies to begin to appear as your normality. Now, suddenlies are things that happen suddenly that actually aren't suddenly for those who can see. They are always signs of the times. You know, the sons of Issachar knew the signs of the times, and those signs of the times are what lead up to the suddenness. For the world, it might be suddenly. You know, this coronavirus situation was not a suddenly for those who really are in tune with the preparation that's been happening. There certainly are suddenness for most of the world, because most of the world lives in normalcy. Really, nothing much really changes, but everything really has changed now. The physical laws are about to be rewritten from beyond, and you've been chosen with other forerunners to be part of this process. Zion, it's time to arise and shine like stars as the mountain of the house of the Lord rises from the wilderness prison to the place of prominence governmentally. Son, the circles of the deep and the deep within the deep must be aligned. That is why there are 12 ambassadors that represent the 12 ages of creation order. Son, call to them to prepare for the shift that's coming that will fracture space-time continuums to then unify all things in one Son who will sum up and be all in all. Now, you can find scriptures for all of this. Now, this was 2017, so there's a lot that's happened since then. The dimensional boundaries must be removed and the gates open for full restoration to be accomplished. There can be no barriers or boundaries. Everything must become all in all. Now, this was part of my journey, part of the journey for unveiling and revealing the reality of what all really meant. Son, the balance of probabilities is beginning to shift away from what has been to what will be. Most people are stuck in repeating the cycles of the past. The shift that I believe we're in now has been to create a new future, that people will be broken from the repetitive cycles that their world and lives have been in. Unifying and restoring the past will release the future from the curse of normalcy. I will come upon the ecclesia and shift it to feel my heart for those who are to belong. That is to take our eyes off ourselves and look to creation and the world. The you that you know will not be the same, so you must be prepared for a radical shift of focus and be willing to embrace the changes and not fight them. Now, that's not easy when change takes place and when you're not really understanding the nature of it. And a lot of this, I honestly say that I really took note of exactly what this meant back in 2017. But God took me on the journey that I can now look back and see where this led me. The shift from justice to grace for the Joshua generation will be a subtle change, but discernible change that will increase through desire. The shift will change your perspective and focus and change the world. November the 6th, 2017. Son, great shifts and shakings will start to take place in the transition between the old season and the new. You will not be shaken if you're standing on the true foundation of your original design. Trust in the worlds or the religious systems will not keep you standing firm when the shakings begin. Son, these shakings are the movings of my heart aligned to the groaning of creation. Creation is quaking in response to the manifestation of the sons of God taking their places. As my sons begin to know their true origin and identity, creation begins to throw off its yoke to bondage. The freedom from the yoke of religious depression and suppression will begin to bring creation itself into liberty. The shifts will reflect the revelation of true sonship as the sons of God arise, throwing off the tyranny of the old order and embracing the new order of freedom. And so many people have started to embrace that in the last 3 years. Creation itself will flex as it begins to emerge out of darkness into the light of the rising of the sons of God. Reality itself will shift once the religious veils have been removed from the minds of the sons of God. There will be shakings, maneuverings, and exposings within the hierarchies of the Moses generation that will cause another exodus out of the wilderness. People are going to realize that the old religious orders, hierarchical structures are restrictions and will never enable them to fulfill their destiny. the great commissioning is beginning to prepare the sons to take their heavenly governmental positions with new mantles, scrolls, weapons, and discoveries. And I believe that is what we're seeing. People are being commissioned into their identity, into their destiny with authority. 27th of November 2017. It is an opportunity to connect your eternal destiny and be part of a great shift. The river is flowing with grace and faith to restore your identity and equip you for new positions of kingdom governmental authority. That's what the world needs. Those sons willing to administrate change and transformation, freedom from the bondage to corruption. I'm calling you to shift your focus away from the wilderness and its valley of decision to Egypt and its valley of decision, which reaches beyond death to the grave. So in other words, God was preparing me to go and reach those people who had died and needed rescuing from what we call the grave, but the fiery presence of God. Son, begin to shift your thinking to global, not local issues. Now, this was one of the changes that this led me to. I needed to move away from all the things I'm doing locally to more focus on the global. That means the Engaging God program, the Joshua Generation, you know, and these global issues of legislation. December the 5th, 2017. Son, prepare now for what is about to come and be ready. Stir my people to become my children so they recognize their sonship and take their places in the government of heaven. Prepare for the shift that's coming by seeking to engage wisdom's pillars and engaging the assemblies where the times and seasons are being set. So this is being prepared in the realms of heaven, and we can be involved in that preparation. 2nd of January 2018. Son, if the old generation failed to respond, I will keep calling them to come out of the coverings of men's religious magnets, but I want you to shift your focus and prepare for the new challenge ahead. Son, get ready to reveal who I really am to the world who cannot see me yet. That is because religion has veiled God in this veil of an angry God who needs appeasing rather than unconditionally loving God who is inclusive and wants to bring all his children into a relationship with him. 30th of January 2018. Son, focus on preparing your blueprint for the shift that's coming. Call forth the government to arise, release the blue light that will draw people out of the old to come into the relationships with you who will be key governmental figures. In other words, I've connected with people who are governmental so that we can begin to function governmentally towards the global issues that the world is facing. In preparing the local blueprint, the wider ministry will be able to increase and your focus will shift. And it has, and that took place. You must shift from the earthly to the heavenly over the next 2 years as you learn to function here. Begin to withdraw from local government. And I began to do that, removing myself from benches of three and other systems. The council sits in 2 days. This was the Council of 70. Your spirit will be engaging, but over the next 2 years, your soul will become more actively participating and you will become more cognitively aware of the activities and functions of the council within the affairs of the circle of the spheres. And I have become more as an ambassador for the Joshua Generation and the Engaging God program. And for restoration, I've really began to engage some of the higher court and participate there. 8th of March, 2018. Son, do you feel it? Do you sense it? Do you hear it? Can you see it? The dawning of a new day, the beginning of a new season, a new vista with a new horizon. If you can't hear and see, then feel the wind shift, feel its intensity increase, you know. And sometimes we can't see exactly what something is, but we know something, we feel something, we sense something. And I think this is what God was trying to show me. May the 8th, 2018. Son, it is not your responsibility for what others do. Keep your heart right and don't be despondent. Now, this was preparing me for all the challenges that were coming to do with people, betrayal, but also opposition to the restoration of all things message. Trust in me and in my destiny and purposes for your life, and I will fulfill your dreams and desires. I told you to prepare for 2020. There will be a great shift. 9th of May, 2018. Son, in January 2020, I want you to shift your focus fully onto FAR, Freedom Apostolic Resources, and the Engaging God program, and resign all other duties and positions. Now, this was a big change, and I had to let people know this change was coming, and that stirred up a whole hornet's nest of issues here locally that in that period I had to deal with and address. Deconstruction of the ecclesia, the meetings, so much took place during that time. Prepare the materials for growth to be ready for 2020. That was focusing on developing all I needed to do for the Engaging God program, the Vision Destiny series, the restoration conferences and other materials, the books and things that I've been writing. 17th of May, 2018. Son, this will need a radical shifting through mind quakes of increasing intensity so only the truth of my kingdom remains. The tree of life must be the source. No other source can create the consciousness of sonship necessary for co-creating through the power of creative thought. The deconstruction and expansion of consciousness is so much part of our sonship. Unveiling new abilities, or restored abilities, let's say. Son, choose who you will serve because you will serve and be influenced by someone or something. Present the opportunities to my children for their minds to be renewed by a radical shift of world-quaking proportions. 4th of July, 2018. Son, the times and the seasons are shifting, and the wheels within the wheels within the wheels are being aligned to open the Chancellor's houses for grace to come out of justice. Increase in governmental authority will be the result when the sons of God arise to be seated, enthroned, and ready to bring agreement as gateways of heaven into this earth. 4th of July, 2018. Son, the times and the seasons are shifting, and the wheels within the wheels and the wheels are being aligned to open the Chancellor's houses for grace to come out of justice. New earthly foundations must be laid and the atmosphere must be cleared so the everlasting doors can be opened and the glory of the children of God can be displayed through sonship on earth as it is in heaven. Issue the call, re-energize the blue light call for the sons of God to arise, take their places of responsibility within the tree of life. My sons must be ready to take responsibility for the shift in 2020. I call for the light to shine, to penetrate the veils of darkness and deception over those under the coverings of men. So whenever God says things to me like this, it inspires me to legislate. So I begin to call things into being, release the frequencies, send out the light, engage in these dimensional realities to begin to prepare for the change. Things don't just happen because we just say something. That has to be reinforced and momentum for those changes have to take place. I call for the angelic messengers to go forth with the call to cross over beyond the veil into inheritance and birthright. I call for those whose hearts are beginning to ask the question, there must be more than this, to connect with the blog, YouTube, Engaging God, the book, and rise up and take their places within the Joshua generation. In other words, need to reach people. The message needs to reach people who are going to be receptive and be hidden from those who are not going to be receptive. I call for the frequency of sonship to call the sons of God to arise and resonate with their destiny scrolls, to tune into their destinies, calling them to hear the cry of the Father's heart. And I think it's so important that we hear the cry of the Father's heart for restoration. I call for true love to release the true identity of sons, for the true heavenly positions to be unveiled and revealed. I call for the scandal that has twisted the character and nature of God to be revealed so that love can penetrate the religious systems, both Catholic and Protestant. I call for love to be poured out and love bombs to be exploded to expose the lies that have the reality of God's true essence and man's full inclusion. And that is the problem. The reality has been changed, and the truth of who God is and our inclusion in him has been changed by theology and doctrine. I call for heaven's light to shine and burn brightly to attract sons like a moth to a flame. I call for the revolution of the circle of the deep to begin a new season. Son, the time for action is here, and as your focus shifts, so will the desire of your heart to function as an ambassador for the Joshua generation. I have reserved you a place within the 70, but your role as ambassador must become more of a priority and more strategic as your present as you present your cases for nations and people groups. And I've done a lot more legislating since this time. I have my gifts and callings for the families of the earth that have been lost, but it is time for restoration to begin. Send out the blue light call that carries the resonance of my heart, so deep will call to deep to connect the ambassadors with the families within the Father's heart. A call for the restoration of family within the government of heaven for the Joshua generation. Again, as God inspired me, I begin to legislate. I call for the ambassadors to respond to the frequency of the Father's heart. I call for the hearts of God's children to be turned back to their identity and destiny as ambassadors. I call for the sound of the trumpet to resonate within the Engaging God program to reach, engage and connect with those who've been called so they can be gathered, equipped and released. I call for the angelic messengers of the Joshua generation to go forth to engage the wilderness and release the desire for those seeking and searching to cross over. I call for the message to equip the Joshua generation with the Engaging God program to break into new territories. And since that period, we've seen other territories to begin to open, particularly South America, also now into some of the old Soviet bloc countries as also. 29th of August 2018. God told me there is a shift coming for me in 2020, which will not just affect me, as I will be stepping down from my governmental roles, both spiritual and in governance, to focus on completing the Engaging God program to write two more books. So this is what I needed to do. And I had to tell people that this was coming. Now, this stirred a whole load of things. And then I had to work those things through. April the 14th, 2020. So I'm jumping ahead now. Having, in 2019, went through a whole process of removing and dealing with issues here, so that I could be free to pursue what God's calling me to in 2020. That was the really difficult year. 2018, 2019 were very difficult years locally to focus on the changes that were going to take place. A lot of things had to change here. Things that were hidden came into the light. Things with people came into the light. So much was challenged and changed. And I believe now we're in a place where we can move forward with all this. So, 14th of April, right, I just come back from the US. I'm beginning to focus on what is God doing in this COVID situation and around the world globally, and how can I connect with people that will begin to help in this process? God said this, "Son, share your heart and love encounters to reveal the limitless grace that is who we are, as I am that I am. This revelation of the truth and true reality is the message that you carry as an oracle and a legislator to converge time and the eternal now, heaven and earth. The shift needs to be administrated, but also nurtured and protected in its infancy, as people free from normalcy will feel insecure and will default back to the comfort of old religious systems and patterns. Legislate and govern in unity of heart and mind to call our children into the fullness of their inheritance. Legislate with the elementals for the planets to be at rest during this tumultuous period of great shifting and shaking." And I've done a lot of that to try and keep the planet from the tension that it's facing. Legislate for the safe release of the pressure building up as the result of the fear our children are feeling. And fear was a huge issue at the beginning of this virus outbreak. And we were releasing waves and waves of love. Legislating love would suppress the fear, would free the fear, would cast out the fear. Son, perfect love will cast out the fear, so keep releasing the love frequency through our oracles into the spiritual atmosphere around the world and your spheres. And I began to do this personally, and then I began to meet with others, and we started to do this corporately. Knowing love by personal experiences and encounters, just as you have, is the only way our children will have the revelation of their sonship through knowing the fatherhood and true fathering. Son, our ultimate desire and goal is for all our children to become ascended fathers capable of loving their creation with limitless grace and mercy. Son, remind our children that this shifting period is not our negative judgment upon them, but our love bringing good out of what is being reaped because they have sown injustice, division, strife, and enmity. Our mercy always triumphs over the consequences of following the true DIY path of independence out of the knowledge of good and evil. our love will not allow us to watch passively as our children suffer the consequences of their corrupt governmental government of creation. Our loving essence is constantly and continually at work to bring good out of every situation and circumstance, although many do not see our handiwork because of the suffering they are experiencing. Some, we do not remove the rights of our children to choose, but we do work within those choices to restore balance in creation and fulfill our original desire and intention creatively through our children's choices. Son, this is not fate or fatalism, but constant micro-course corrections to facilitate all the choices that are being made through space-time. Now, ultimately, within the eternal now, everything is now for God. So these micro-course changes are affecting and enabling people through their choices to begin to come into something good rather than to suffer something bad. The more the sons of God mature, arise and take their places alongside us in the heavenly kingdom government, the more restoration will result. Our sons and heirs are in tutoring and training for becoming the co-creators they are destined to be, so all of the dimensional realities can be fully restored and expanded. Sons, strategic fallen ones need to be engaged during this shifting period as the hope of sonship is beginning to penetrate light into their darkness and hopelessness. Seek to engage with those who were in opposition to the knowledge of life and immortality being revealed, and those are beings in light, as they will give you insight into those areas and beings you need to target with love so they can be restored from darkness to light. If we're going to see huge global shifts and changes, we need to see what's behind those things in levels of governmental authority. Yes, there's the atmosphere and the principalities and powers and rulers, but there are things beyond that. Things that are operating within the realm of the kingdom and things that are operating in the dimensions. Therefore, we need to address, and this is what the Father was trying to show me. Sons, strategic fallen ones need to be engaged during this shifting period as the hope of sonship is beginning to penetrate the light into their darkness and hopelessness. The light of truth is rising like the sun from the darkness of night through a new dawn to shine in brilliance and radiance of a continual noon. Son, align the circle of the deep within with our precepts for restoration to release new mantles, weapons, scrolls and commissioning needed for the discovery house to be opened and the affairs of the nations to change the culture. We need to change the culture of the world, and therefore the whole idea of nations that are functioning, division, competition, conflict, tribalism, all of these things need addressing, but there are things behind that fueling those divisions and competition within the world systems, keeping conflict going rather than people, all the families of the earth being blessed and coming back into the unity and oneness. Son, administrate grace within justice and judgment for mercy to be released at unprecedented levels so the sons of God can enter a season of rest that will bring peace to the elements. Son, a global government will need to work within the seasons of heavenly government, judgment, justice, grace, and mercy, but can administrate seasons within seasons as the circle of the deep is aligned. And I think this is really important to see, that there are things that need to be aligned in heaven so they can be outworked right throughout creation, particularly into the earth. The 12 High Chancellor's houses will need to be engaged and open to release the resources needed for heavenly government to manifest on earth. All heavenly government must be based on the eternal now foundations of our precepts, our heart, our statutes, our mind, and our laws, our voice. Only with these alignment can the ordinances of heaven begin to be released into the earth. The ordinances of heaven will release the new mantles of authority to function with love, to use the new weapons of love, to unveil the scrolls for the commissioning of sons into new roles and positions of mature government. God is calling people to take their places in heaven to begin to administrate this global shift that's taking place. 15th of April, 2020. Son, today marks a new era of unity, which is the beginning of the end of the old systems of empire and wilderness life for so many of our children. This is when I began to engage with a group of people who were willing to take responsibility for what God was doing in the area that we were mandated, the restoration of all things government. Coverings of the old covenant systems are being removed, and many of our children are starting to see the light that's shining. Today, that light will shine more brightly, and its radiance will begin to affect our children on a global scale. Son, as you gather today with those of like heart and mind towards restoration, the veils of darkness will be penetrated by the unity of heart, mind, and purpose at an unprecedented scale. The unity and trust that will be demonstrated by turning from independence will become a catalyst for great changes that will transform the landscape of the true ecclesia forever. The end of competition and the beginning of true cooperation will change reality and begin a new era of restoration and expansion of kingdom on reset, as it is in heaven. And so important that we see that take place on earth as it is in heaven. But things have to be reset for that to take place. Son, this example of what can be accomplished by a few people with one heart operating in unison will be the model example to mobilize our children around the world to arise and shine. Empower our children to know their identity, fulfill their destiny, and release them to outwork their mandates. Son, prioritize your focus and seek for the heavenly strategy and a clear blueprint and mandate. The key is unity, not uniformity, and whatever you do together, ensure you're motivated by love and function in the opposite spirit to that which is opposing you. We're not going to war here, we're going to love here. The oracles of our heart are to be your motivation, not militancy, so mobilize the global relationships, connections, and influences to love, not war. Son, this is so important, as this shift that is taking place is to reveal who we really are, as I am that I am, as love. Love is so important in this time. As the sons of God arise and shine from their heavenly positions, the whole of creation will begin to see our true essence as love, light, fire, and spirit. Son, you will become beacons of light as oracles and legislators of a heavenly government of kings and priests into the earth. It is time for heaven and earth, time and the eternal now to converge together, and the four streams that I have revealed to you to become one mighty river of restoration. It is time the everlasting doors are opened around the earth to pour out the blessing that this unity will command. Son, do not get sidetracked by individual agendas, by always seeking our heart together as one and always acting as one with no individualism. The converging of hearts and minds will facilitate the merging of individuals into one body to lose the independence of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil for the path of the tree of life. And that is, again, really, really important that we're embracing this change. We're moving from humanism into kingdom government. Creation will respond to the revealing of the sons of God. Now is the time to rule over the seven weather systems and nine tectonic plates to establish peace. And I've started to do that, and I know others are. As you arise and shine love's light together, the darkness and fear will need dispelling to be dispelled to reveal our loving heart towards all our children, all creation for restoration. And I, again, believe that it's really important that we embrace that. The restoration of all things is our agenda. Do not lose sight of that for individual agendas, but the different agendas within restoration can be dealt with better together by supporting and encouraging through what each part brings to the whole. When we do things together, we don't have to be like everyone else. We just be ourselves. But being ourselves with others increases our governmental authority. 16th of April 2020. Son, as you function as collaborators with our unity, you will pulse with the rhythm of our beating heart. As you are in oneness with our heart, you will expand to become a shield that's continuously energized by unity and oneness. And we began to respond to this call to be a shield around the earth, to protect the earth and external influences. Unity continually infuses you with the knowledge of our heart from which you act as one. Your mandate for restoration government authorizes you to be the shield that protects the world from outside influences, but the priority is to turn to look into the earth sphere and from your positions and thrones around the earth to release the sound but being the oracles and legislators of our heart. You all carry the frequency of sonship for restoration, so focus that merged and combined energy to target the specific obstacles and hindrances to restoration that we will show you heart to heart. So when we engage with the Father's heart, he will reveal his heart for restoration. Son, remember, this is not warfare. This is the exercise of governmental authority with honor, love, and unity that will enable you to operate in the opposite spirit to that which opposes restoration. The great shift, both personal and global, is something we have been preparing you for. Do not minimize or underestimate the scale of this shift, as the ripples of the great shaking are touching the dimensions. Encourage everyone to evaluate everything in light of this opportunity to change and transformation. Evaluate their priorities in daily life, their focus of attention, their relationship priorities, their beliefs and mindsets, their vision for the future, their passions, priorities for creation, their opportunities for government and legislation. And it's really important that we use this period and that lockdown period, and this is where we were right in the middle of this lockdown period, to actually look at our lives, because normalcy has ended. Where are we going in the future? Not back to where we've come from. Don't default back to old religious models. Son, encourage everyone not to default back to previous normalcy, but to be transformed and never go back, but forward with a global perspective. It is time to be world shapers who will shape the landscape of the spiritual of spirituality globally to reveal our true loving nature and character to a world of our children who will be desperately insecure and looking for comfort and solace. Now is the time for the sons of God to arise and shine with love's light, to draw our children out of the wilderness of religion, out of the Egypt of the pathway of the DIY tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Son, only the unconditional love that is I am that I am can restore all things. Let it be within with you and never end in its expression through the government and peace. Son, you are an opener of doors so that others can go in, so be content to be the doorkeeper who opens the doors for your experiences and beckons and welcomes our children to enter sonship and go beyond. Son, do not be intimidated by those whose minds are blinded by race or religion. You live in a new covenant where our priorities, our promises and covenants are fulfilled in Christ. Son, there are so many who are influenced by dispensationalism and do not even know it. They are bewitched and fooled to live under the influence of what were meant to be only types and shadows of the new covenant that is now in force. Son, all these shadows lessen the fullness of the new by drawing our children back to the inferior covenant of works where festivals and Jewish dates and systems places them under bondage, not liberty. All the Jewish religious ceremonial observances such as Passover, Tabernacles, Rosh Hashanah, Pentecost, Yom Kippur, Purim, Hanukkah, are at best just a pale reflection of the real way, truth, and life, which is the one new man in Christ, who is the true Israel and the Lion of the tribe of Judah that you are all included in. At worst, the observance of festivals is a major deception and keeps people in bondage to an old system that is obsolete and has ended. Son, there is no need to go back to that which has no validity and is a deceptive illusion. All the festivals are just men's attempts to satisfy their own need to appease us by their own self-effort. Son, let me state it plain and clear. All the promises for natural Israel and Judah are fulfilled in Jesus, who made and established the new covenant with his blood. That blood is now permanently recorded in the heavens. This issue has the potential to polarize and distract those seeking to establish restoration government. Be careful and always act with love, honor, and unity, and never let relationship be sacrificed to doctrines. Some of these things are difficult. The challenges to renewing our minds on eschatology, on all of these issues, can be divisive. We need to be very careful that we can have different views which don't stop us in moving forward in restoration government. Never hold back from speaking the truth in love. When and where you have a mandate to challenge the mindsets that hold so many of our children in bondage to religions of all kinds or none. Son, you can see it from the elevated position, seated enthroned in the heaven of heavens, Keep looking to where there are absences of light and focus your attention on restoring light and truth. No matter what the personal cost to you. And again, sometimes there is a cost. You have to be willing to speak the truth. People don't like you speaking the truth, but you can love them anyway. Son, you have no reputation or position to lose, so keep rising and shining the light of truth, of restoration into the darkness that veils our children from their true inheritance towards creation. Son, the four streams that are converging together as a river of restoration each have mindsets that create and separation and division from each other. Challenge those mindsets through teaching, but also through legislation by releasing frequencies of truth that will penetrate the veils and reconstruct those false beliefs. Demolishing strongholds of thinking that separate and divide is a priority, but always do it with love and honor, with the goal of unity. This is not a theological bait with an argument to be won, but sincere desire to remove the barriers and hindrances to true unity for the desire of a restored creation. So I legislated into the darkness of the mindsets that divided and separated with God's love. Now I'm going to release this call, as I sometimes do, and I'd encourage you just to be open to embrace it. If you feel that it's touching into you, or release it or amplify it by coming into agreement with me, that we would begin to see great change, that people's minds would be set free from those things holding them back. So I call for lightning bolts of heavenly truth and revelation to be released to penetrate and demolish strongholds that limit, divide, and separate. So I release that call. I call for angelic messengers to visit those who are influencers within each stream with dreams and visions that will unveil the truth. I release the frequency of truth as love's light to call them out of the darkness of limitation and restriction. I release love bombs to explode around those influencers who need revelation of the oracles of the Father's heart concerning restoration, passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love. I call the eschatologists to follow the sound towards universal restoration. I call the universal restorationists to follow the sound towards realized eschatology. I call the mystics to follow the sound towards universal restoration and realized eschatology. I call the energy and frequency healers to follow the sound towards universal restoration, realized eschatology, and true mysticism. I call for all the streams to become a mighty river of restoration, to free creation from its bondage to corruption. I release the frequencies of the oracles of the Father's heart towards each stream to create a passion and burning desire for creation's freedom from its groaning. I release the frequency of passion, the passion of the Father's heart. I release the frequency of burning desire. I release the frequency of deep, of intense joy. I release the frequency of deep compassion. I release the frequency for overwhelming love. Symphony of creation to be restored to primordial state of oneness. Father said, Son, use all the weapons at your disposal in this love quest and align the circle of the deep to release new mantles and weapons for our limitless grace and mercy to be poured out into creation. Again, I just want to finish with these declarations of who God is. I am that I am, and I am his love. I am love, and love is I am. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. So I encourage everyone to live loved, love living, live loving, enter rest, and be restored. Embrace the shift, embrace what God's doing in this time. Allow it to bring change and transformation to the focus of your life. You will embrace the reality of restoration, personal and corporate. We would see the sons of God arise, take their places to live loved, love living, and live loving, and live in rest of love.